After signing as an undrafted free agent with the Bills in 2016, Reed Ferguson has become the longest tenured roster player currently playing in Buffalo, having appeared in 131 games over the span of his 10 seasons in the NFL. A number of those games have come at the current Highmark Stadium, where he shared some special moments with the fans and has enjoyed their passion and dedication to the team.
Coming here in 2016, I had just finished 4 years at LSU. Great college town, super passionate fan base, tailgating atmosphere, and you come here and I'm like, wow, this kind of feels in a good way, like a college town. People love the team. They live and die for the team. And the tailgating atmosphere is awesome to see. I love driving down Big Tree on a game day and seeing everybody, fires going, grills going, people walking into the stadium with the Zubaz and the Bills jersey on. It's great. It's kind of setting the tone for game day.
Some of Ferguson's favorite interactions have come with stories he hears from fans and others in the community, including neighbors, of moments at Highmark Stadium, even during the highest of highs and lowest of lows.
One-off games, beating New England, beating some of these other teams, Miami at home, stuff like that. There were some great games and some really fun players that came through in those drought years. And then some of the older folks I know that were a little older and around for the early 90s teams, people love talking about that era too. So Bills fans, I think of all ages, there's no shortage of exciting stories to tell from any era of Bills football.
Once this season comes to an end and the current Highmark Stadium is decommissioned and prepared for demolition, what may be something from the stadium Ferguson would like to take home and keep for himself?
Definitely want to see if I can snag a piece of turf, maybe a section number off the wall, maybe try and snag one of the play clocks if I can. There's a few things I have in mind that I'll keep close to the chest so nobody takes them.
Hear more with Ferguson online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News. Reed Ferguson is the longest tenured player on the Bills active roster in 2025, getting set for his 10th season in Buffalo. He was signed as an undrafted free agent by the team back in 2016. Having appeared in 131 games over the span of his career so far, Ferguson has seen quite a few games that have stood out in his years playing at Highmark Stadium.
I think of a few game-winning field goals, big playoff wins. I think the Colts game, first home playoff win in a long time. The next week against the Ravens, 6,500 people in the stands. It sounded like it was a full stadium. Terrence pick six. You think of the week after DeMar incident, Nyheim Hines taking two kickoff returns to the house. That's probably the loudest I've ever heard the stadium.
Knowing his role on the team and not being an every down player in the NFL, Ferguson admits he's just as much of a fan as anybody else on a game day at the stadium.
We're on defense. I have my helmet close to me, but I'm pretty much watching as a fan, unless there's a pick six or something that happens where you got to rush and get out there. But that's where I try to take it down a little bit. Offense is on the field. I got to be ready. Punt, field goal, extra point, whatever happens. We can score on any play. But I've really enjoyed watching the defense over the years grow and take advantage of opponents and take over games when their number is called. But I love watching the game as a fan just as much as anybody.
Who are some of Ferguson's favorite players to have watched and played with over the course of his career at Highmark Stadium?
Definitely Josh, creating some of those special moments seemingly every quarter, every week. But Diggs was a lot of fun, a lot of special moments with Diggs. Shady, a lot of good moments. I would say Micah and Poyer, Lorenzo a couple years ago. So definitely a few names over the years.
More of our interview with Ferguson is available online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.